Welcome to Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host, and we're a group of law enforcement professionals that talk about today's news and issues, but we do it from a law enforcement perspective. And let me introduce the crew. Guys, if you don't mind waiting for the video portion of our show, and yes, we have got Chief Joel Schultz back on the show. Appreciate having you. Also, you know, we've got the Secret Service duo here, and look, don't let them fool you. National news networks will not let these guys on together. You're about to find out why. I heard the shake and bake theme. We may have to go with the shake and bake theme on these guys. So retired Secret Service SAC, special agents in charge. Yeah, that's a special designation, guys, if you don't know. Rich Deripoli and Frank Loveridge. So thanks, guys, for being on the show. Appreciate it. Please support our sponsors. They go to the great lengths to bring this quality content to you. We have our title sponsor, Gulls at Gulls.com. Also, Compliant Technologies, our satellite sponsor, AeroPrecisionUSA.com, our armed sponsor. We have GunLearn.com, MyMedicare.live, Safeguard Recruiting, our streaming sponsor. And thanks to them, we're streaming to over a million people right now. Also, TwoBells.com. They built a new online store at LeoRoundtable.com and also FishOrlandoBass.com. Now, Brett, where do you like to take the wife, the kids, or the grandkids? Where is that place in Orlando?
I like to drop them off at the front gate of Disney World.
There you go. They're dry.
That's where I like to take them.
And then go
fishing and go look at gators with our
buddy Zach. Yeah. You know, Zach has got at fishorlandobass.com. Zach has got a bass fishing charter. So you have options now, guys. When you're going to Disney, don't just stroke it off as a bad trip or one that everybody's going to enjoy except for you. Just the wife and kids are going to have a great time. Drop them off. Go hook up with Zach. Do the bass fishing charter at fishorlandobass.com. Or if you're feeling very adventurous and you don't mind losing a digit or two, do the alligator hunting where you catch and relocate alligators. That's a neat time with Zach as well. So yeah, Brett can show you the scars, but I don't want him to stand up because I don't know what he's wearing right now. But yeah, we've also got a shout out to Prime Birds with Tampa Free Press at TampaFP.com. Thanks for carrying our content, Brian. Also Ray Dietrich, former lawman.com, and Travis Yates with LawOfficer.com. Thanks to all those entities for helping make the show happen. And now, what in the world are we going to be talking about today? You know, I got a text from Rich earlier, and he clued me in on some stuff that was going on. We got a former Secret Service chief paid himself a bonus, and that's an interesting story. And then while I'm checking that one out, I find out that John Bolton's home gets raided by the FBI, and then before I can get off that page, I find out that a federal judge blocks the Trump administration from expanding alligator Alcatraz. And the hits keep coming. We got eight figures for false charges. A jury awards $58 million to an ex-Detroit police officer. And then we got body cam showing Alberta. And this is the Royal Canadian Mounted police officer being dragged when he tries to stop a driver inside of a stolen vehicle. And they may have to work on their tactics a little bit there. Then we got a guy fatally shot by the Antioch police when charging at them with a knife. And we got San Jose Police Union says that discipline was criminal, unethical as a city defends its actions. That was against a police officer, of course. And we got Orange County deputies fatally shooting an armed guy with a knife. So we got another bad guy with a knife. And then police chief's three-year-old is killed in a dog attack involving a former canine that the chief was actually just storing at his house. And we haven't had time to get that story yet. I know we got a lot to talk about. I don't know how many of these stories we're going to be able to get to. But I can't wait to get started. So if you guys are ready, we'll start off with we got three main stories back to back. The second two we may just touch on lightly. But this first one, realclearpolitics.com. And Rich, thanks for sending me that because they're going to be my go-to now. Whenever I'm grabbing stories every day, I'm going to hit them first for stories. I was very impressed with what they had. Former Secret Service chief paid himself a bonus. So we're talking about former acting Secret Service director Ron Rowe. He gave himself what they call a senior leadership performance bonus around the holidays in December after previously serving as the second in command of the agency. But that also led up to two assassination attempts against President Trump last year, according to this information, is according to multiple knowledgeable sources. Now, the agency pays nearly everyone, according to the article, in senior executive leadership positions, bonuses. Many of these are worth thousands of dollars, and it does that normally at the end of the year, and that includes Roe. And because Roe was the acting director at the time, he moved forward with giving himself the bonus and then continued to remain on the payroll and listed as a senior advisor for nearly half a year. But the funny thing is that this was months after Trump had already tapped Sean Curran as the new director. And Roe, it talks about look, it talks about accumulated sick leave and maybe vacation time. He stayed on in order to burn that time, which I have no issue with. I did that. I mean, a lot of guys do that. It's kind of like use it or lose it, unless there's something different with the Secret Service. It goes on to say that Roe is now working for the Chertoff Group. It's a national security consulting firm run by Homeland Security Secretary or former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. But, you know, I was talking to Frank before the show. So when I read that, my first question was, this dude still has a freaking security clearance? Are you kidding me? And now I'm wondering, this will be a news item in the next week, Frank, whether that has changed or not. It kind of goes on to talk about Director Kimberly Cheadle. We all remember that disaster and talks about she did not receive a bonus, which is a good thing. And then it starts talking about a lot of the agents being promised installment bonuses, retention bonuses, and they've already paid the uniform services, but they haven't paid the non-uniform guys. Well, I guess they're going through the alphabet, but they're saying the check is in the mail. The check is coming. A lot of guys are kind of disgruntled because that hasn't happened yet. So, Rich, you want to start us off on this? We've got a little under 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think, you know, you hit a good point on the head. Once again, the guys that are doing all the work and that are in the field are left holding the bag, right? People will promise bonus, you know, retention bonuses, in some cases, overtime paychecks, and they just haven't gotten around to paying the folks yet. Yet, here's the former director, and everyone saw this guy's act before Congress. This guy not only doesn't resign and disappear quietly, like at least, you know, what's her name, the former director had Kim Cheadle, had this thing to do. Yeah. This guy sticks around and has the nerve, and I'm couching my words here because I don't want to overstep and say something I shouldn't, but this guy has the nerve to write himself a bonus? Are you kidding me? Talk about an opportunist and the guy that's so full of himself. The level of arrogance here is unbelievable. Just for that alone, this guy belongs, you know, in prison. This is ridiculous. You know, not to mention, how did Sean Curran, the director, explain the fact that this guy was still on the Secret Service payroll? I get the whole thing about the use or lose, using up your annual leave, whatever, because I was in that situation as well. Many people are. But given the gravity of what this guy was responsible for, there should have been no working relationship between him and the Secret Service following those attacks in Butler. The guy was responsible for the President of the United States getting shot. And here he is writing himself checks. It's just ridiculous. I could spend an hour just talking about this alone.
Well, should we be expecting a book to come out from this guy, Frank?
I hope not. I would tell you this, Chip. I agree with both of you, and I concur that you have annual leave that you have earned. You have sick leave that you have earned. You have the right to use that. I have no problem with that. But to cut yourself a check when it's been known through this investigation that you denied assets to the former President Trump detail, the presumptive nominee, and there was 6 days before that intelligence that came out, which he must have been privileged to. I can't say or cannot say if he was or not, but you would think that the acting director would know about this, that there was intelligence from Iran of a potential threat against the president, the former President Trump. So with all this going on, to give yourself an award at the end of the year when you had to resign your position because of your performance of your duties, to me, that's just a little absurd and over the top. And I don't think that was very good for the service, and it doesn't really show accountability for the actions that were committed. So I had a problem with that specifically.
You know, and how about the Chertoff Group hiring this guy? After seeing his act answering basic questions before Congress and how he couldn't even do that and he lost his composure, what company would put this guy in a room with potential clients and customers and expect them to conduct themselves professionally? You couldn't find somebody better than this? This is just ridiculous what's going on with this guy.
Well, Richie, when I was selected for senior executive service, I went through the program out at American University with him. He was in the class with me. Very high strung. I do want to give him some credit. He had some times in his career where I believe he did a fairly good job. And I mean, he wasn't an agent that, as far as doing the job operationally, did well. But I didn't see him in a managerial position. And I think that's where he lacked the skills, skill set and experience. And to have that kind of an incident in front of Congress on obviously national TV was a disgrace, the way he acted. You don't talk to a congressman that way. You answer the questions. You're under oath. And that was, to me, the biggest problem was his actions there, and obviously the actions involved with denying the assets and protective operations.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the chief could probably speak to this better than you and I can, but there are plenty of people to pick up on your point that are great in the street, great in the field, but I wouldn't make them deputy chiefs or assistant chiefs or managers, right?
Good doers don't always make good leaders.
Well put.
Amen. True. Chief Schultz.
Well, I don't know anything about that specific story, but I just wonder if, and it's probably too late for a long discussion about it, but whether President Trump can heal the black eyes and bruises from the Obama and Biden administrations for federal agencies.
Good point. You know, we're coming up on a commercial break, so why don't we cover that when we come back? And guys, we're going to be talking about Gauls. Stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, guys, it's time to talk about our title sponsor, Gauls at Gauls.com. And you know, as police officers, we know we can get our gear from a lot of different places. And then when you throw the online option, it's almost limitless, right? But I want to remind everybody about what's really important here. It's supporting the companies that actually support law enforcement. And I don't know of a company that does that better than Gauls at Gauls.com. I mean, even their motto is proud to serve those who serve, which of course they do, in spectacular fashion. Not only that, they walk the talk by supporting dozens of focused organizations like this radio show. So when you're looking for gear, please support our title sponsor by going to Gauls at Gauls.com. And they're going to do you one better. For the loyal listeners of the show, they have a radio code. I have that radio code, and I'm going to give it to you. It's Radio 15. So type in Radio 15 to get 15% off your next purchase at Gauls.com. And hey, I've gotten a pair of their new Mission Made, tactical pants that are unbelievably comfortable, and they're nice. They're thick. They're well built. And I just got a $200 pair of Danner boots that are waterproof. Gauls.com. All right, now it's time to talk about Compliant Technologies and their revolutionary CD3 that we're all in love with, and it's called the glove. But don't get stuck on the glove, guys, because they've also got personal protection. So in the day's world, protection goes beyond physical safety. It's about safeguarding those on the front lines from what we call hidden threats. And that's where MyTech, which is a division of Compliant Technologies, comes in. Now, MyTech provides advanced protective solutions designed for law enforcement, corrections, and first responders. Their Eagle Protect nitrile gloves, they offer 4-hour fentanyl and xylene protection, giving you peace of mind in high-risk environments. Plus, we're not done. They're MyShield disinfectants and sanitizers. They actually eliminate 99.9% of germs, bacteria, and viruses on contact, and they continue the kill for up to 28 days, giving you peace of mind and helping you stay protected both on and off duty. And when safety is non-negotiable, you can trust MyTech to deliver the protection that you need. So learn more about how to equip your team today by going to compliantechnologies.com/MyTech, because the best defense starts with the right protection. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. We're joined by Chief Joel Schultz and retired Secret Service SACs Rich Steripoli and Frank Loveridge. We've been talking about Ronald Rowe, our former Secret Service director, who's currently being he's on the spotlight right now for giving himself some bonuses and stuff after the attempts on Donald Trump's life and some other things, the status that he was having as an advisor when the new director had already been picked by the Trump administration. I know that Dr. Schultz, I know that you were talking, you posed a question. So if you can unmute your microphone and kind of tell our audience what you said before we went to commercial break, and then we'll have the other guys answer.
Well, with all the stuff coming out from Gabbard and the Attorney General, and then this episode where this gentleman, according to our experts here, should have slithered away into anonymity instead of getting a fat contract with a private entity and a big separation check. There are just so many blows against so many federal agencies. And, you know, as I was coming up, like half the people that I knew and met and worked with or was in college with, they wanted to be a Fed. They wanted to be, you know, ATF, DEA, FBI, Secret Service. They probably didn't know about the other 75 federal agencies that are out there toting guns and arresting people. But I don't know if that's aspirational for people that want to go into law enforcement now because of the beating that has taken place with these revelations from the Obama-Biden era. And so my question was, is the Trump era going to be able to restore our national confidence in these federal law enforcement agencies?
Good question. Frank?
Well, I'll tell you, I think they're on the right path, but it's not going to happen overnight. We've hired and we've incorrectly hired people. We weren't looking for in the right places without the right backgrounds. And we know that. We're seeing the what happens when you do that. So until we get back on board and hire the right people, recruit in the right places, and get the right people on the job, and then filter out the ones that are not, that this is not the right job for them. That's when we'll start seeing a big difference, but that won't happen overnight. Now, I've talked to people within the Secret Service. This could take 5 to 10 years before we get ourselves back on track. There's no doubt about it. It should gradually get better, but we're still seeing misconduct from agents, and we're seeing people doing things that Rich and I had to shake our heads going, that never would have happened when we were on the job. I mean, you could just go back to having a an individual trying to get his wife on a car plane to Scotland and showing up at the airport thinking they could get away with that. I mean, I can't even fathom that happening back when we were on back in the 90s. So I'm just telling you that until we start recruiting the right place and getting the right people, because remember one thing, every law enforcement agency knows this. The assets are the most important thing. And the most important asset that you have is your human assets, your people, because they control everything. If you don't have the right people, you're not going to win. So that's what we have to do. We have to get the right people on these jobs, law enforcement, federal law enforcement, and then we'll bring back the pride and people will want to come on the job. But
yeah, I mean, sorry to interrupt you, Frank, but
go ahead, Rich.
The agencies that you just named, they've never had a recruiting problem. They kind of recruit themselves, but it became a hiring problem. They were filtering out the people that were really the best qualified applicants for the position out of the thousands of applicants that they had. And for purely for optics reasons, for DEI, for whatever, they went and overlooked all of these folks, to include the veterans who were veterans of, you know, 10 deployments. And they went and hired these folks. Now they're stuck with them. And unfortunately, it's going to take years through attrition to get rid of these people. Because it is, while it's not impossible, it's really difficult to fire people in the federal government. And that's a problem.
Concur.
Well, guys, good commentary. I know that we're getting some type-ins on the stream here too. Apparently, they're still stuck on the bourbon conversation that we had earlier. So, but some good content. So we'll keep following this, and we'll see. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking we may be talking about another security clearance that's been yanked next week. But we'll see, and then we can all say we told you so. But any final words on this before we move on to the next one, guys?
Then, the final word I'll give you is this story is not done, right? Under the Secret Service and the FBI are under such a microscope now, every day there's going to be another story that comes out. Yeah. And the story that comes out tomorrow will be crazier than the story you heard the day before.
All right. Well, I agree. Well, you know, definitely something's being set up. Something's in the works. I mean, even let's talk about the NewYorkPost.com. FBI raids ex-National Security Advisor John Bolton's home in a classified documents probe. And there's a quote at the tail end of the title saying no one is above the law. So it says FBI agents raided the Maryland home in Washington, D.C. office. So both locations of President Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton. They did this Friday morning, this morning, in a high profile national security probe involving classified documents. So this is like fresh news. We don't have a lot of information yet. It says they went to Bolton's house in Bethesda, Maryland, 7 a.m. this morning. And it was ordered by FBI Director Kash Patel. And, you know, Trump is saying that he was unaware of it, you know, and he said that he purposely told these guys that I don't want to know. And, you know, some guys say like Biden would say that and I wouldn't believe him. But I actually believe that Trump purposely said, I don't want to know, you know, and I think that he heard about it through other sources. So any commentary on this, gentleman? Rich, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I absolutely believe that. Trump's got enough allies and assets very well placed in the federal government. He doesn't need to know, right? He puts these people in. He's got the confidence in their abilities and their capabilities. Let them run wide open and do their job. You're not going to pick up the phone and call, you know, the president of the United States to let him know everything that you're doing. Just like, you know, patrol isn't going to just pick up a phone and call the chief of police or the commissioner, right? There's no reason the president needs to know about this. I'm sure as the news this breaks, he'll get a briefing. But I've got no reason to not believe he didn't know about it beforehand. Good. I hope they've got a whole list of folks left over from the Biden crime family years that they're going to start, becoming a little more close with over the course of the next year or so.
Yeah, I agree, Frank. You got just a few seconds, Frank. But if you want to hold it there, I'll tell you what. We're going to our second commercial break, guys. So Another very interesting topic, but breaking news, guys. This just happened this morning, so stick with us. It's going to keep getting better and better today. We'll be right back. All right, guys, introducing Aero Defense by Aero Precision at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, a beacon of durability, dependability, and all-American craftsmanship in the realm of duty rifles. And yes, we're talking about one of Brett's favorite subjects, long guns. They're born from an aerospace engineering company, so you know these guys know what they're doing. And Aero Defense by Aero Precision demands perfection because settling for anything less is not an option when your life is on the line. Visit AeroPrecisionUSA.com for a lineup that matches every discipline because they basically have something for everybody. And you know, back since 1994, they've been quietly leading the AR builder parts domain, but now they're making waves in the complete rifle arena with soulless bolt actions. And that's not all. Their M4 E1 Pro and Mod 4 handguards, they hit the market last year at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, the embodiments of duty rifle excellence now being tailored for the civilian customer. And that means that now you guys can start getting your hands on some of this primo stuff. And their M5 AR three-way platform, nothing short of spectacular. Don't settle for less when you can have the best. Head over to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. For people watching the video portion of the show, that is not a strip tease being done by Chief Joel Schultz. He's just taking his jacket off. Don't get excited. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. We're joined by Chief Joel Schultz and our Secret Service SACs. We've got Frank Loveridge and Rich Steripoli. Thanks for being on the show, guys. We've been talking about the FBI in a early morning raid that they did today. We just came back from our second commercial break. Guys, any more commentary on that? Or are you ready to go? Well, you know, we actually just talked about the chief just posed a question about, Trump 1.0 and then Trump 2.0 and maybe being a gentler, kinder Trump. But I also see a firmness with this Trump. I think that things changed after Butler with that first attempt at assassination. And I really saw a change. I think that it was just maybe come the Jesus meeting that God had with him, you know, a little reminder. I wouldn't use the term vindictive. I'm so glad that people are being held accountable, and we don't even know fully what they're being held accountable for. I love the fact that the information has not been an info dump like so many people would do. It is trickling out. I think that Tulsi Gabbard is being extremely smart in giving the American public just enough that they can absorb and process. And then the next day, what, even more comes out, right? So I love the way that the information is being dished out. Obviously, there's so much more that we don't know. I think I'm actually very favorable for the way that it's coming out, because you can only really retain so much. And then it becomes yesterday's news and you forget about it, right? So they're not allowing that to happen. It just keeps trickling out and out and out. And now we've got these raids going on after we got control of DC, these investigations. And I suspect, and I've heard, that there are some grand juries being convened. Dude, I don't know what I'm going to see in the news tomorrow. It's just a wild ride. Any commentary on that, guys, before we jump to Alcatraz? I see Frank's making the move. He's going for it. Go ahead.
Well, I said this during the commercial break. I think it's important to know that this is the time for investigations, vindications, and holding people accountable. And I think that's what we're doing. That's what we're seeing. The marching orders were given to Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice, Cash Patel and the FBI. Do your job. Get to the bottom of it. What happened those last 4 years? And then once we figure that out, we can hold these people accountable so it never happens again in our country. Because that was definitely an attack on our democracy. If you want to see an attack on a democracy, going after a former president to make sure they can't run again, or to put him in jail, or to take his money away, or even to kill him, is unacceptable in this country. And we need to put an end to it.
Totally agree. This is not a partisan thing. I would be just as upset if I saw it the other way around. If Trump or we did this to a Democratic presidential candidate. And I do love the fact that he has his people's back. So I know Pam Bondi, but he's got Cash Patel as well. When you go after people at this level, and I just know from doing my organized crime, public corruption, and going after public officials here, how tough it was for me at a local level here in Tampa and Hillsborough County in Florida. I can only imagine what it is at that level. And it's so important for people to have your back. And I had to become a whistleblower because I had an issue with people having my back. So that I'm very pleased to see that. Chief Schultz?
There was a poll that was on a news show the other night that said 70% of people polled said that the greatest threat to America is misinformation and false information. And as I've said before, truth has really been mortally wounded in this whole process. People just making bald-faced lies, doing nefarious things underground and lying about it. And the average citizen, just how are they supposed to know what to believe? The mainstream media doesn't. You know, I love Fox, but they're obviously, they have their side of things that they like to report and emphasize. So it's really hard. And newspapers are a thing of the past. Pure journalism is a thing of the past, it seems. So I hope truth and confidence in information coming out of Washington might be restored sometime in the future.
Yeah, I am a little disappointed that, you know, look, the advent of the internet, everybody's got a microphone now. Back in the old days when people would run their mouths and they were discredited, they did not have the credibility to come back in the weigh in on stuff. And we're still giving the microphone to these people that are running their mouths and they have agendas or they're providing misinformation. And that is very, very frustrating. I don't know what the answer is to that, Chief. It seems like the truth is elusive a lot of times. And you just have just so many people, just so much information. It's just really hard. It's really hard to combat that and just to decipher that. So I don't know. Guys, if you're ready, let's hop over to Alcatraz real quick. It's just a small piece, but I want to get it because, you know, it may not be worth covering on Monday. CBSNews.com, judge blocks Trump administration from expanding Florida's alligator Alcatraz over environmental concerns. I saw another title saying, federal judge orders, you know, alligator Alcatraz to shut down, which is not the case. So, I'll make it quick. I do want to name the judge, U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams. I don't know anything about her. I know that Frank and I were talking off camera a little bit about her, but she's ruled that they basically cannot accept any more inmates. Now, this is a temporary detention facility, so this is not going to be a home for detainees. Mostly migrants, right? Or I hate that term, illegals, right? They've broken the law. It's just a stop before they get to their permanent destination. But she has ordered them to remove equipment and stuff. They can maintain existing buildings, but can't build new ones. They were looking to expand Alligator Alcatraz and, you know, kind of like what they're doing to that new facility that's in Texas. But this judge has put a kibosh on this. The Trump administration has already appealed this. I don't know if there's any predictions, Rich, on what will happen with this, but that's the current state of Alcatraz right now in Florida.
You got another typical liberal New York judge who has no conception of reality, right, and is more concerned about the criminals. This is the same judge, part of the consortium that's looking to close, you know, Rikers Island, because it's difficult to get in and out of there. Hey, lady, it's a prison. It's supposed to be difficult to get in and out of. You know, what the hell's wrong with you people? But they're so concerned about coddling the criminals and the welfare of the criminal's family. Hey, how about the reason that person's there to begin with? You know, I'm of the mind now where all these judges come out with these crazy rulings that they have absolutely no business even getting involved in. Why doesn't the federal government just say, yay, okay, the hell with you, and we just do what we got to do? Because what's the judge going to do ultimately, right? That ruling is only as good as the ability to enforce it. Well, you know what? If the federal government's not going to enforce it, then you can rule on whatever you want. Too bad. I'm a big supporter of that prison. I hope that the Everglades is a big place. I hope they put another 200 buildings in the Everglades and put every one of these illegal aliens in there, because that's what they are. This migrant thing is a misnomer, right? These people are criminals. They belong in prison. Build another one. Put them in there. I don't care if you put 10 of them into a cell. Too bad. There's a reason they're there to begin with, right? And it starts with the fact that they're here illegally. And let's add on all the other crimes they've committed while they've been here illegally. So, again, it's another topic I could go on for, you know, I could do a whole mini-series about this.
You know, Frank, we should all the four of us should rent the bass fishing charter with Zach at Fisher Lando and just go out there, have them take us down there to the Everglades and just sit there. You know, what a beautiful backdrop that would be, catching bass. And I don't know if they have it. We'd probably be catching pythons and alligators, but, you know, fishing for bass with the backdrop of alligator Alcatraz there. Would that be beautiful?
That would be beautiful. And also, Richie, I would love to be in that miniseries if you decide to write that. Just write me into it somehow.
I'm going to go rent an airboat, put on my Gauls pants and my LEO Roundtable t-shirt and go chop a few of these illegals in the back fan of the fan boat. That'll keep them from coming over the wall.
Hey, how are those Gauls pants that you got anyhow? You took Mike Thadden, the CEO, up on his offer, and you got a pair of nice cargos, didn't you?
Let me tell you something. Gauls, you know, for years has been the go-to place to get any equipment you can want. Now that they're making their own apparel, I totally recommend this stuff. It is much more dressier than your typical BDUs, and it's just better made. So I absolutely recommend if any department or cop or fireman, EMT that's out there, get yourself some Gauls apparel. You will absolutely see the difference.
I love it. You know, I would ask you to stand up and show us, but last time I did that, it didn't go so well. Yeah. Frank tried warning me. I'll learn from my mistake.
He's not wearing pants.
I'm not wearing pants today. I am wearing one.
So Chief Schultz, you're up.
Yeah, I kind of got lost in the topic here, but
it was the judge. It's going back to the judge.
I think that was an environmental thing, and you cold-hearted son of guns, there might be a snail darter or a snowy owl out there in the swamp. So let's hold off on the judgment.
Yeah, they're on an airstrip. I mean, of all things, there's already an airstrip there that's been there for years. So I just don't get that excuse. So
Chip, it's not about the owls. It's not about the endangered species. It's about trying to put a stop to Trump's agenda, and that's what they're trying to do. And you can see it.
You're right. Well, guys, look, stick with us. Coming up on our next commercial break, and we got two or three more topics that are fantastic. We're going to be talking about. Stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, time to talk about GunLearn at GunLearn.com. And you know, as law enforcement officers, we deal with guns every day, but it's what we don't know about them that gets us in the trouble: injuries, civil lawsuits, accidental discharges, misidentifications, lost prosecutions, and also disciplinary issues. But GunLearn.com, they have your back. You can quickly become extremely firearm knowledgeable by simply learning 14 training modules from the convenience of your home or your office, or by attending a live seminar at gunlearn.com. You can also become a safe, accurate, and competent certified firearm specialist like our very own Captain Brett Bartlett here, and also attorney Ken Apiaco. Now, the course has had huge success in raising the bar of firearm knowledge, and GunLearn has been a trusted source since way back in 2011 by gun manufacturers, federal agencies, forensic organizations, and police departments nationwide. And the founder, Daniel Kelly, has got a deal for you. If you have your own agency, if you're a chief or a sheriff, you can actually host a seminar for absolutely no cost. Amazing opportunity. Go to gunlearn.com to get more information. Again, that is gunlearn.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We're joined by Chief Joel Schultz, and we've got Secret Service agents in charge, formerly Rich Steripoli and Frank Leverage. Thanks, guys, so much for being on the show. Man, we've been having so much fun talking about these breaking news items on national news. We're talking about, raids on FBI doing raids. We're talking about the former Secret Service acting director giving himself a bonus and then kind of staying on after he's been replaced, and just all kinds of stuff going on. Alligator Alcatraz, a federal judge weighing in on this, trying to essentially shut down or curtail the activities of this state-of-the-art center in the Everglades, and for the illegals. It's just some good stuff. If you guys are ready, I've got a couple update stories, but these are involving paydays for cops. So there's a drastic difference between these first two, so we may cover these back to back if that's okay. We got a little over 8 minutes. This one's at michigannewssource.com. Eight figures for false charges. So a jury awards, guys, I hope you're sitting down, $58 million to an ex-Detroit police officer. So this is in Lansing, Michigan. So listen to this. Detroit jury has handed a Michigan State Police officer a $58 million reprimand. The agency, Michigan State Police, they have a $58 million reprimand. And they're compensating a city officer who spent months behind bars after what jurors deemed a botched and baseless investigation. Now, there was a legal fight that went back nearly a decade for Sean McMaster. He was cleared back in 2019 of sexual assault charges by Oakland County investigators, and they had already been dismissed years earlier. Now, Detroit News reported that jurors found that this this MSP Lieutenant David Busaka, that he violated McMaster's Fourth Amendment rights by altering reports and leaving out exculpatory facts when he was seeking warrants. That's scary. And here's a quote from the undersheriff, Mike McCabe, saying this was the biggest travesty of justice I've seen in my 44 plus year career. The investigation was pushed in part by then Assistant Attorney General Brian Kowalski. And he said that he resigned and was disbarred after admitting to a sexual relationship with a victim in another case. And then court filing showed that the acting AG worked with Officer McMaster's ex-wife to revive these long closed allegations. And then they pulled the lieutenant, Basaka, they pulled him in to press the charges. Now, Officer McMaster's attorney, his name is Josh Blanchard, he said that the eight-figure award, it sends a clear message: when you abuse your power, you get held responsible. And of the total work, more than $33 million, this is a lot of money, guys. It's just, when I'm reading these numbers, it's just like, wow. More than $33 million was awarded for lost earnings, reputational damage, and legal bills. And an additional $25 million was levied as punitive. Whether the state will appeal or not, and I'm sure they will, or how much the taxpayers are going to have to pay remains unclear. So that is the first article. These stories are going to be completely different in the payouts, but any commentary on this one? And having gone through stuff myself with my agency, I hate to hear about the injustices when you have, especially when you got investigators that are not doing the right thing, or they're in cohorts with maybe your ex-wife, and it's just hard to win those kinds of battles. So if there's no commentary, we can move on. Oh, Chief, go ahead.
Yeah, this was a woman scorned case because the original sexual assault charge was regarding a four-year-old during a custody battle back in the day. So there's a lot of personal stuff, that got injected into that. And I think the next article, I think, is related about, internal investigations and professional investigations. These are Fourth and Fifth Amendment issues. There's some property rights attached to one's employment. And when you're going to destroy somebody's career and financial future, there ought to be quality investigation and due process. And they're missing in both of these.
Yeah. I remember a former Tampa cop. There's a reason why he's a former, I remember him being jammed up with charges from his ex because him and it was the daughter there. She ran around and gave him a wedgie, and then he returned the favor, and they brought him up on charges. He lost his job and he was labeled as a sex offender. And I've seen some horrible things happen. So that's what this story made me think about. The next one, SanJoseInsight.com. So we have, it says, San Jose Police Union says that discipline was criminal, unethical as city defends its actions. So on this particular one, San Jose Police Officers Association on Thursday issued a scathing indictment of the police department's internal affairs procedures and demanded that City Hall improve its oversight on the procedures. The union demanded to an end of what it calls a broken discipline process with the San Jose Police Department. And they released a video containing that it details criminal, unconstitutional, and unethical and incompetent actions that are sanctioned by the agency's command staff and the city administration leadership that have ruined police officers' lives. So those are some pretty serious accusations. And I'm going to take one of these because this guy just won in court or in arbitration. In a statement released before the union's noon press conference at union headquarters, the president, Steve Slack, said the video shows evidence of rampant corruption, falsehoods, and incompetence. So again, serious accusations. Now, in response to questions from San Jose Inside, City Attorney Nora Fermon said the union revelations in the edited videos were efforts to magnify and mischaracterize selected information by crafting sound bites from deposition testimony, taking stuff out of context, disingenuous distortions of the truth. So that's what their response was. But then we kind of jumped down. The union said that San Jose Police Lieutenant John Barg submitted four search warrant affidavits under penalty of perjury to a Superior Court judge that were untruthful and contained material omissions and material misrepresentations. The spokesperson for the union, again, Tom Sagan or Sagal, said that the lieutenant's actions were in connection with an investigation of the San Jose police officer, Michael Richmond. This is the guy that's going to be the star of the story. He was terminated back in 2023 for alleged misconduct, but then he ended up being reinstated this spring on appeal. In March, an arbitrator ordered that this officer, Richmond, he get full reinstatement as a city police officer. And later they found the department owed him about $300,000 in back pay and benefits. So the $58 million versus $300,000 is a big difference. But the arbitrator ordered the city to pay $1.3 million also in legal fees, finding that the lieutenant's actions that were investigating him violated the Fourth Amendment rights when he passed along information from the criminal investigation to the IA investigators. And that is just such a, you know, that's why they always do the criminal first. The IA is an administrative, you know, it's a civil process, and you don't want that stuff to come out and interfere with the, you know, with the criminal, right? So you always let the criminal go first, but now they're using it the other way around. Look, that happens in a lot of agencies, and sometimes there's nothing wrong with it. There's some more information going on in this, but we've only got a couple minutes left to talk about this. So I'll let you guys start weighing in on this, and there's the paydays were completely different. But commentary on this, gentlemen, it looks like Frank's making the move. So start us off, Frank.
Well, Chip, I spent two assignments in our internal affairs inspection division, once as a mid-level supervisor and then as a lead inspector. So I was involved in a lot of these internal investigations, and I was able to exonerate a lot of agents on allegations that were untruthful. But the thing that we always remembered was, is we called balls and strikes. We weren't there trying to make the evidence. We were investigating to find out exactly what happened using factual information, and then we would present that to the Office of Professional Responsibility, where our senior executives would make a decision on the accountability part of the equation. But the bottom line comes down to this. You have to do your best to make everything factual by presenting evidence that's inaccurate or falsifying information on an affidavit for a search warrant. That is absolutely inexcusable. And that's really a big problem. And I think that the Internal Affairs Division and the police need to be held accountable for these actions. And kudos to the officer for being acquitted of those allegations.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, sometimes the money hurts enough to where it'll force them to make the changes. I don't know. I mean, it ended up being a $1.3 million payday, but drastically different than a $58 million payday in Detroit, of all places. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Wow. So I'm with you. And it's funny you say that. Really, IA investigators are really and should be fact finders, right? I mean, yeah. You just gather the facts and present them, and the chips fall where they may, right? In fact, IA doesn't typically determine guilt or innocence or even disciplinary action. You just submit it to the people that make those decisions, right? So
that's correct.
So, well, guys, we are about 25 seconds out. It's been a great show. So thank you so much, Chief Joel Schultz, and it's been a fun show. And hey, Rich Steropoli and Frank Loveridge from the Secret Service, thank you guys so much. Dynamic. And now I know why the national networks don't let you on together. You guys are just out of control. Shake and bake. I love it. Rich, defend yourself.
I don't think Frank and I have ever appeared together. However, we've kind of transcended that, where a couple of times, to include Martha McCallum, has mentioned one of us to the other while we're on the air.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, actually. Have you guys ever got, had they ever confused you with one or the other?
No.
They have not? All right. That day is coming.
No, it may come, but no, it hasn't come yet. They know Richie, believe me. They know Richie real well.
Well, Chip, thank you for letting me be the cheese in the sandwich here today.
We love you, cheese. Welcome.
Hey, a shout out to the Wounded Blue, thewoundedblue.org, Lieutenant Randy Sutton's 501c3. It's helping cops out in the world of hurt. Guys, support our sponsors, Gulls.com, ComplianceTechnologies.com, Aero Precision, GunLearn, My Medicare, Safeguard, Two Bells, FisherLandoBass.com. And we'll look for you guys back tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern.